You'll be in the...
All the members of the public and the directors for making it here this evening. I'm going to start with the ground rules for communication. So we'd like to get everyone's attention.
Brenda.
Ready? Okay. Ground rules for communication. Please wait to be called on by the chair. Please address your comments to the chair. Please be respectful. Let's be progressive. Keep order. Thank you, members of the public. There is public comment. So during the meeting, please hold your comments until you have the full mic. And make your discussions there. They're completely welcome and appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. If anybody needs to connect to the Wi-Fi network, the network is T Center West, and the password is all together. Peace 3916. So PEACE 3916. Oh, and it's on the agenda. Item number one. It's PEACE 3916 is the password, and the network is P Central West. And we would like to welcome our new member, Mr. Sebastian Luchembe. Can you please give us a few words?
Yes. My name is Kipasha Luchembe. Yeah. And I was introduced to KPSK in 1974 when I came as a graduate student at UCLA. Oh. And so I had UCLA on one hand and KPSK on the other hand, and I think both went very well. And I can say that KPSK has opened, did open a new world for me. I came from Southern Africa at that time. It was at the height of the National Liberation Movement and the anti-apartheid struggle in South Africa. And the KPSK was it. I can go on, I don't have time, but I just want to say that I've been back and forth in Africa and here, and as a professor of history. Right now I'm a visiting professor of history at UCLA.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
Right now I'm a visiting professor of history at UCLA. The last time I ran for the board, I was very enthusiastic about this institution that means a lot to the African continent. And I thought that the internationalist thing should be kept alive. So I'm here. Patrick, you know, to make sure that dream goes forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Chuck Anderson, presente. Ankeri Antrim, requested and excused absence. Rodrigo Argueta.
I think he's coming, but he's not here yet.
Fred Blair. Lydia Brazon, requested and excused absence. Steve Brooks,
here.
Chris Condon and John Crumshow, each requested excused absences. Ariana Gladney. Tej Graywall.
Devente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar.
Here.
Fred Glunder.
On the
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chipasha Luchembe.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merrick. Okay, Dutch American question, excuse to ask. Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Pride.
Here.
Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Here.
John Winger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Thirteen present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Excuse absence request, meeting approval.
Could you read them again?
Our Antrim, Brazon, Condon, Crumshow, Merrick.
Can you use the mic, please?
There's John, by the way.
And there's John. Yeah, there's John.
I'm present.
Did each of these individuals state a reason for their request? If you know John,
Dutch said I just booked for work tomorrow till 10:30 p.m. So your question is excuse absence from on today. He said I need an excuse absence for tonight.
But with no reason.
I didn't have on today reason. Lydia said she was.
Lydia, I know it's sick.
Chris Condon said he's broken his foot.
Yes, I know that.
So it's medical.
John Crumshaw is teaching a class on Wednesday evening.
I would move that we accept all of them except, I'm sorry, was it Ankeny, who gave no reason.
I don't think anybody really needs to give a reason, personally. So there you go. I think we should accept them all.
Can you leave my call?
I don't think that we should change the policy. Either we do it one way or another.
Can you use the mic, please?
Everyone needs to know what the policy is. If a reason needs to be given, then it would have to be understood. If Antony didn't give a reason, she may have felt she didn't need to. So it's sort of a...
We can't change
it every time we have a meeting, you know, make this decision independently each time.
Okay. Also, before we go into further discussion, was there a second?
For what? That's my motion.
A second.
Second.
I was second.
Okay. Sorry.
I think that I'm okay with Hankinen not providing an excuse. I'm sorry if she felt like Steve said that she felt she needed to, that she probably would have provided it. I consider her to be a very responsible person, so, and a good person as well.
I'm not unsympathetic to that, although I must say this has probably happened before, but I can't recall a time when someone didn't give a reason, which is why I asked. It's probably been a time. And I think that your point is well taken. Perhaps we ought to make it clear what our policy is. But there seem to be a great many absences at a great many meetings lately. We're just barely making quorum. And I think if the board is going to function properly, it ought to encourage attendance. I've certainly been absent from time to time. But I don't think it's unreasonable if people aren't able to make a meeting to at least give us the courtesy of explaining why they can't make the meeting. But that isn't our policy, and I even though I think it just rarely happened that way, your point's well taken. I will amend my motion to suggest that we grant an excuse absence to the all, but I would hope that maybe John Wager or your committee could take up this question so that we can have a clearly defined policy before we get to the point where five or six people are only showing up because nobody feels it matters. Because there are rules that if you miss a certain number of meetings that are unexcused, you're thrown off this board after all.
Clinton, are you withdrawing your motion?
I move that we for purposes tonight, in light of what Steve said, that we accept all of the requests for excuse absence tonight. Okay. But I'm saying I would hope John Wenger is somebody that deals, you know, with helps keep us sane would perhaps come in with a recommendation on that.
From a rules perspective, it's appropriate. I propose for Jim's consideration a friendly amendment that would accept all of the requests, direct the secretary to inform folks that. our position that reasons are reasonable reasons that must be given.
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege. I can't hear people, so if you can please
sure.
put the mic closer to your mouth, I'd be able to hear, and people in the audience would
sure.
be able to hear.
If I may, and even better, as Brenda Medina would say, I will speak louder and try to project my voice. I'd do a bad imitation. What was your question?
Are there any objections to the amendment?
I propose, if Brenda didn't hear it, that for Jim's consideration, that we agree that we will accept these requests for absence, and the secretary will be directed to inform all of us that in the future we will only entertain and be in a position to accept requests if a reason is given.
So the advance check the
amendment?
Yes, I'd be happy to get that. The amendment is that all of the absences
requested
that have been requested are excused, and in that motion, in that amendment also that the secretary forward a request to the body to provide more information?
Forward notice to the body that this board will require reasons to accompany requests for absence.
Okay, are there any objections to this amendment?
Yeah, I have my hand up. First of all, there are two amendments on the floor, so we have to vote each amendment. And no, I mean, his last amendment, well, we can't just say, well, the secretary will inform people that, you know, they have to do whatever. And, you know, Lawrence's position, well, I like Ankeny, she's a nice person. That's not a reason to give somebody an excuse or not. I mean, that's crazy. You know, there. You know, I suggest governance take it up and make some policy that's consistent. You know, that's not just, you know, something that is for tonight.
Lawrence.
Yeah, the governance committee. I like to actually emphasize the positive about people. So if you don't like what I have to say, that's fine with me. But if the governance committee has already taken that, and we do have a policy that we came up with there, I think we should look at it again, Rachel. Okay.
Well, what is that? I remember we talked about it then.
I don't remember.
We have a couple of amendments we need to vote on quickly because we're running out of time on this item. Michael?
Three years ago when I was chair, we did pass a policy. It got thrown out for some reason related to the bylaws. I don't remember exactly what the reason was. But there's no policy in effect at the moment. So
there's take a vote on the amendment. Are there any objections to the amendment?
Yeah.
To approve all of these?
You have to state what each amendment
okay. There was an amendment made by Brent.
Which was what?
Which was to include...
Which are directed the secretary to inform members that excused absent requests must include a reason.
Thank
and that is amendment to Lafferty's motion to move acceptance of all the requests.
So now,
yes. Thank
is that right?
Yes. So we're voting on Fred. Are there any objections?
Yeah.
Okay,
so you can take a vote. Okay, if you are in favor of Fred's amendment, can you raise your hand? Which one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes? No? 1, 2, 3, 4. No? Extension? 1, 2, 3.
7, 4, 2.
Wow.
Okay, so you move on to the two.
The motion is dull. The next is to accept the motion as amended.
We have a new main motion.
No, yes. We have two amendments. Okay, so the first amendment was Fred Klunder's to state a reason. Jim had made an amendment to his own main motion, which was to accept all of the absences.
Well, point of order. It's not really an amendment. No. It's a substitute motion because it says exactly opposite to what its motion is.
Okay, then it's a substitute.
Okay, so we're voting on
the substitute motion made by
Mr. Lafferty. Please, move forward. We're running out of time. We're voting on Jim's own substitute motion. If you are there any objections to Jim's substitute motion as amended?
What is it
now? To accept all of the requests tonight for excused absences.
Plus his amendment, so I have to vote no because of the amendment.
Well, whatever
one
you want.
Okay, so we'll make a vote. If you are in favor of the substitute motion as amended, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six yes, noes, two noes, abstention, one, two, three, four, abstention.
6-2-4
Okay, so the motion carries. Timekeeper, Ms. Medina, is that okay?
Pardon me?
And 90 minutes per speaker. Not 90 minutes. Ooh, 90 seconds per speaker. Chuck?
What was it,
90 seconds?
90 seconds.
And the vice chair will do
it?
Vice chair.
I'm requesting 1 minute of silence in memory of John Johnson. Presente.
Here, here.
Can we do this during the next one?
I just requested it.
So just, well, when we get there, we can.
If I may request in the future to make sure I can announce the point for personal purposes. And then
could you speak more clearly?
In the future, if you need to address something that you announce first, that is point of personal privilege, and then we'll take that request.
Thank you.
Okay, agenda approval. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
I move that we accept the agenda as it's given.
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Minutes approval. So we're on item number 1H. So we need to approve the minutes from our last open session meeting on March 15th. Are there any amendments that need to be made?
I move that we accept the minutes from March 15th.
Mm-hmm. Are there any objections?
Well, I haven't read them, so I'm going to reserve.
Thank you. Okay, so there's an objection. So can you raise your hand if you vote yes on approving the minutes from March 15th? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, no, abstention, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
6-0-6
So the motion carries. Announcements. Michael?
In addition to the passing of John Johnson, two longtime programmers.
In addition to the passing of John Johnson, two longtime programmers at KPFK passed away, Edna Tatum and Bobby Zeno. Also, the noted Afro-Asian jazz musician, baritone saxophonist, Brent Ho, died of cancer.
And so I think we should take note of their many contributions to the movements for progressive social change, and particularly to the station.
Yeah. I have an announcement also. The guest we had on Tria Now, Mike Rupert, has also crossed over. He outed the U.S. LAPD, who has outed the CIA for bringing crack cocaine into Los Angeles. He just crossed over on the 15th.
I have an announcement. I know it's presented up here on my desk. It's signed by 10 people, myself included. It's a notion of a notice of motion to be heard at May 2014 KPFK LSD meeting. Shall I read it? Madam Chair, would you like to read it?
You can go ahead and read it. Can you make sure you use the microphone for
this? Yes. All right. It says, please note, let me get my glasses. Please note that on April 16, 2014, at a duly called meeting of the KPFK Station Board, the LSB, the following motion was hereby noticed for placement on the agenda of the May 2014 meeting of the LSB to be heard and decided in said meeting. Said notice hereby having been given at least 30 days prior to said May 2014 KPFK LSB meeting. And in the motion itself that we're noticing, I guess, is, whereas the Pacifica Radio Network is a network devoted, among other principles, to the elimination of racism and the elimination of violence from our society, and whereas racist attacks and disparaging remarks by any LSB member towards another LSB member, or calls for the use of violence by any LSB member against another LSB member, violates the above stated principles of Pacifica Radio, and whereas on March 15, 2014, KPFK LSB member Bayard Chris Condon sent a racist and racially disparaging email to fellow KPFK LSB member Rodrigo Argueta, that email including the words, quote, how about trying to articulate your justifications for this in English? Go home. Why are you in my country? What is your visa status? Close quote. And whereas on March 15, 2014, KPFK LSB member Bayard Chris Condon sent an email to then Pacifica's interim executive director, Summer Reese, advising her to deal with her opponents, which includes some members of the KPFK LSB, as follows, if necessary, and I quote, shoot them, not to kill, but a 38 hollow point in the kneecap, obliging them to spend the rest of their life in a wheelchair should have a salutary effect on the rest of them, close quote. And whereas said emails expressing said racism towards a fellow KPFK LSB member and suggesting the use of violence against fellow KPFK LSB members and others within the Pacifica community are in clear violation of the founding and current principles of Pacifica, now therefore, the undersigned members of the KPFK LSB move, pursuant to the Pacifica bylaws, Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates, in subsection D, that a delegate may be removed, quote, upon fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation, or a two-thirds vote of all the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question at a meeting on said issue.
Point of information.
Upon a fair and reasonable determination by two-thirds vote of all the directors of the foundation, or a two-thirds vote of all the delegates for the same radio station as the delegate in question, at a meeting on said issue, after review of the facts, that in its sole discretion, that delegate has exhibited conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the radio station, close quote. Therefore, the current KPFK LSB member, Mayor Chris Conn, will be removed from the KPFK LSB. And so here is the notice that I will hand
point of information. What is this? Who does it come from? This isn't on the agenda. Who does it come from?
Please wait till I call on you. Please respect the decorum. Do not shout out. I will call on you. This is during announcement. This is an announcement he's making to give 30-day notice. So he's making an announcement.
It's under announcements. We are taking items for announcements. That is what it is. Dr. Ranger.
No. I have my hand up.
You asked your question.
No. I did not ask.
Excuse me, Ms. Hoffman. Dr. Ranger has the floor.
Yeah. This is a point of good governance. Jim, you have our email. Please send that to the email. We all have it. And then just make reference to it here. Say, everybody, we have an announcement here about the recall of Chris Condon. It's in your email for the details. And just save all the time. And we can move things.
Please direct your comments to the chair. This is an announcement.
Well, the point is, from the point of good governance, this ought to have gone to governance because we put the agenda together. We're trying to not waste time. And having to read all of that just takes a lot of time. And it could be handed out, for example. The answer would be, the proper way to handle that is to say, we've emailed it out to you, and here's hard copy for the audience. And, just a couple of sentences. It takes all the time.
Thank you for your announcement. We're on announcements right now, so keep Ms. Coughlin.
I don't understand what the procedure is.
Can you direct your comments to the chair?
If you want to recall somebody, you need X amount of signatures. What? I don't understand why this goes on. Of course it does. I mean, read the bylaws. You can't,
we're going to talk about that late in the agenda.
I'm obviously speechless because it's so inappropriate. And there are proper procedures if you want. I don't even know. Is this, you want a recall? Are there people signed? Who? You're saying people, what is it?
It's a notice.
A notice for what?
An expulsion.
We should be called on and direct your comments to chair.
Please, what is it?
Don't think radio devices have a reasonable idea.
Now, we are on announcements. Excuse me, Ms. Kona has the floor.
So I will be scanning this and sending it out to the entire LSB. There are some signatures currently, so I'll be emailing it to the entire LSB, including Mr. Condon as well. So just so folks are aware.
Any other further announcements?
And then I have a line.
Also, May 1st is the march in downtown, the Workers' March. It's at 4 p.m., 3 p.m.?
Three marches.
Oh, there's three marches. Can you...
Yeah,
tell me the title. Could you tell the title of the event?
Well, there are many marches. One is by the Civil Rights for Immigrants Coalition. One is by the Coalition of Immigrant Rights Groups called MeWan. And one is from the
Southern California
Immigration Coalition. The two marches, the first one I mentioned and the last one I mentioned, both march up Broadway at slightly different times. The first one I mentioned, Civil Rights for Immigrants, ends up having a rally about 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock or so at Temple in Broadway. The Southern California Immigration Rights Coalition ends up having its rally about 3 or 4 o'clock at First Street and Broadway. The MeWan march is a little different. It goes through past La Pita and down Figueroa, and ends up at a somewhat different point. There have been a number of meetings that the organizers of these marches and myself and others have had with the LAPD. The last meeting had over 100 officers of the LAPD at it. Everybody has a permit for these marches. Any disagreements have been resolved between the organizers of these marches. They're all cooperating beautifully, and we expect to have a good pro-immigrant rights day on May 1st in L.A., and I would urge all of you to join whichever event the protest you care.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements? Okay, that completes item number one. So we are on scheduling location and announcement of meetings. The GM search committee, the convening meeting is going to be on Tuesday, May 6th. Ms. Kaufman?
It doesn't appear as if there's been an open process for including everybody in setting these meetings, and I would just like to make sure that that will happen.
Okay.
And how will that happen? I mean, will you...
I can't answer that right now. Unless you have a motion.
I'm hoping Michelle get a process going because people aren't excluded from making meeting dates.
Brendan, I'm going to announce the next meeting. So the GM search committee is Tuesday, May 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. The governance committee meeting, the next one is Monday, May 12th at 7:30 here at the Peace Center. The finance committee meeting is Wednesday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. And the next local station board meeting is on a Saturday at on May 17th. So it'll be at 1 p.m. here at the station. Michael?
So the committee of inclusion that everybody's welcome to meets on April 19th at 3 o'clock p.m. at the station on the first floor. So all of you are welcome. If you have any people that you want to refer or recommend to this committee, it's open. Okay? Thank you.
Also, the next personnel committee meeting is April 23rd, which is a Wednesday, at 7 p.m. Is there a location? It's the station. At the station with the personnel committee. Mr. Rezapour, is there an outreach committee meeting happening soon?
Thursday.
The third Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. or 7:30?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at the station, the third Thursday of May. Oh, of April still? April? Michael?
The correction, the finance committee was set for 7 p.m. on the Wednesday meeting, not 7:30. Wednesday, May 14th at 7 p.m.
Thank you. Program Oversight Committee, is there a representative here?
I said that the minutes, I can't remember the date we said, it was May 21st.
Programming is Monday.
Okay,
sorry,
the
April meeting, that's right. It's this upcoming Monday?
April 21st.
So April 21st,
at
what time?
7 p.m. If you shouldn't write,
Kaufman,
you have an announcement?
I don't want to chair, but
I don't. Is this being announced? Are you on the thing to make a report about what the committee is doing? Because who's on the committee?
Can you direct your questions to the chair?
Well, there's
an announcement for time.
Is there a report? None of these things have time for report.
Right. There are committee reports in the agenda. These are meeting time announcements. There are minutes, so those can be announced during the...
I mean,
or where they
information
are
that
can you please wait till you're called on, Ms. Kaufman? Thank you. Okay. We will get to that during the committee reports to answer your question.
But there are no committee reports for these committees
you,
that keep meeting.
This could have gone on during the agenda approval, this request to amend the agenda. We're going to move forward with the agenda at the time. I understand your request.
Second.
Thank you.
I don't know what was the request. Move the agenda.
Okay. We're moving the agenda along because we are. We're at time on this. The LSB meeting calendar motion. It's on the back of the first page.
So I'm moving that we have the following, and it's on page 2 for the LSB 2014 meeting calendar. If we can approve the the rest of the scheduled for the year, with the exception of December, since usually in December we have the bylaws or the seating of new directors, so that could be pending. So I am moving the date for 2014.
Second.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, so moved. So we move to, there's been no follow-up action items that have been submitted. The general manager's report was...
The public
has copies of the general manager report. He is not here in LA this week. I believe he will be
over there.
Probably done. Thanks. May 15th. If anybody can help me out, exactly. He's in KPFA right now, but he will be being here permanently for maintaining in Los Angeles. He's not still.
Depending
still.
He's currently the interim GM at both stations, Berkeley and here. And he goes back and forth on a weekly shuttle, except when special trouble happens and then he changes his schedule. So he's at our ex general manager, Bernard Duncan, has been appointed, or may have been appointed, interim executive director, and appointed Bernard. It's a little hard thing to say. Bernard may or may not be the interim executive director in any event. He was told by Richard Brodsky in his interest report that he hopes to come down here and be here more often. Bernard Duncan is looking for a permanent general manager for Berkeley. When that happens, then Richard Brodsky will be able to come down here and devote his attention to us. But right now he's doing two jobs. And I just want to say this, that I read Michael's email complimenting Bernard on the report. Excuse me, complimenting Richard on the report. This is a darn good report. Read it. I think you'll see it's quite thorough. But meanwhile, he's up in Berkeley doing two jobs, their job and our job. He'll be back.
Point of clarification. You said allegedly Bernard Duncan is the interim executive director, so it was released on the website. So he is the interim executive director. That's what's on the website. So according to the Pacifica website, he is interim. And I know that there's many contested things over it. I already hear the snickering, but I just want to let you all know that that is currently on the Pacifica website, that he has been appointed as interim executive director, regardless of what the other circumstances may be.
Mr. Leslie?
Just quickly, further to John Rayner's good report, I agree with everything John said.
Can you speak to the mic?
I agree with everything John said. I think if you focus on the good report, too, if it wasn't nearly as thorough or as detailed, of course, as the ones we were getting from Bernard Duncan, I think Bernard Duncan only had one thing to worry about. The only other point I would make is that this can't happen quick enough, because it's my understanding that under the FCC, given the size of our population, it is illegal for us to be operating those two stations with part-time, what amounts to part-time. And this is no disrespect to Richard, who's doing the best he can, that it's illegal. So the quicker we solve that problem, the better. And the only other point of clarification I would make is that, of course, what Richard will then be is the interim general manager, full-time interim general manager of KPFK, as we search for a new, if we choose to change it, permanent general manager of KPFK.
Michael?
I think it would be easier if people just left them on low and then have to change it every time.
No, it doesn't work.
It's feedback. The relationship of this mic to the speaker.
In the letter of transmittal of this report, which is not in the report itself, Richard Brodsky said that the interim general manager, the interim executive director, Bernard Duncan, was planning to make a selection from the list of candidates that was submitted some time back by the KPFA-LSB for a permanent general manager.
At KPFA.
I guess they don't have KPFB anymore. They used to be KPFA and KPFB when I lived up there. Anyway, so what he's saying is that he expects shortly that he would be down here as the interim general manager of the station out of that one.
Thank you. Does the board have any questions? Because this is being recorded. But they would like to announce the questions. He's not here to answer them directly.
Public comment. Just to reiterate, I think we've already covered it, the email that we do it. Mm-hmm. Have listeners have the Avatar numbers and feature reports.
About including the
right, which is not fun to hear, and I think he responded to that early in the email.
Before the public comment, I would say something.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people came over, came precisely to refuse the attack to the Spanish language programming, as well as, you know, our community. So,
Well,
le pedimos a las personas que quieran hablar y decir lo que quieran decir sobre la cuestión de lo que se está hablando aquí.
Can you direct your comments to the
chair? Es importante que tengamos en cuenta de que hay unas personas que sí están atacando realmente la programación en español y tenemos que defenderlo. Entonces, los que quieran, es ahorita es tiempo de pararse y rechazar tanto los ataques que en contra de nuestras comunidades como en contra de nuestra programación, por supuesto. Una de las personas que en este momento precisamente se está pidiendo su renuncia es la persona que ha estado atacando más fuertemente a nuestra programación.
Referring to ask programmers who are here to give their declarations based on the attacks that have been happening to Spanish language programming. So he's asking folks to speak up and to the community.
Thank you. Are there any other questions that want to be announced to the general manager? Public comment? Okay. Before we go to public comment, I would like to entertain the idea that we add the remainder 3 minutes from the general manager report to give to public comment.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Well, I just had a comment about the general manager.
I'll take that. Right. There's no objections? Okay, we'll have a few minutes and then talk later.
Yeah, when I read this thing over, there was one thing I didn't study carefully, and that was the exact wording. This is the issue. There's the issue of ownership needs to be looked at very carefully. And maybe Michael's better more carefully than I can answer this. We want to make sure, this LSB needs to make sure that equipment is owned by the station, KPFK, and not owned by a radio program. We also need to make sure that the product is produced, the radio. Well, I can't reach it.
Can you pass the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The second issue, for court. The second issue is sponsored on. Second issue, testing.
It just came out.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just speak up. Yeah. The second issue is who owns those radio programs? They go to the archives, but does KPFK own them? Do they belong to Sonali? We had this happen in the past. There's a big issue here about this. It's good to find out for Rose. Close. Amy Goodman's worked for WBI for 6 years, and they gave her a sweetheart deal, and they gave away millions of dollars of property. And then they hired her for $600,000 a year to start with. And they gave away all of those programs, which she produced as an employee of WBAI.
I don't bother.
The answer here is this is the issue I'm trying to explain the question. The question is, when Sonali produces her TV programs, do they belong to KPFK or do they belong to Sonali?
But you're on time. I would just like to reiterate, there were no objections to adding the 3 minutes to the public comments, so they will have that time. That's been honored. Thank you. So please don't interrupt. We will get to that. Thank you. Because there are many speakers, many members of the public who are in line, if each speaker can please take 60 seconds, we have a timekeeper.
60 seconds is not fair. There's
a couple public comment sessions, so we'll begin now.
Following. Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay. My name is Judy Garcia. I am volunteering in the radio station to get games. And I like to listen to the programming in English and in Spanish. I work with the Spanish speaking programming because we understand that our community has a great need of the quality of programming that KPFK offers to the whole community. We've been fighting for years to have flyers or to have information to the community to outreach, because we understand that we need a lot of money. But if we don't outreach to the community, all community, we are not having the money that we need. And we have for years and years asking for at least white and black paper flyers to promote. So in the Spanish, in the English programming, I've been hearing a lot of bad things about the Spanish, and I want to say,
sorry,
you're at time. We do have multiple public comments.
Durante mi vida. ¿Es de buenas noches? No. En primer lugar, mi nombre es Yolanda Santoyo, soy trabajadora social en la ciudad de Boyle Heights, el condado de Los Ángeles.
I am a social worker and I work with in Boyle Heights. And a social worker, and what is the relation con la
provincia? Yo soy una, estoy aportante, yo he contribuido económicamente también a la educación.
She contributes to the Spanish speaking program education.
Mayormente porque he escuchado la calidad de difusión que tienen y es muy crítica para nuestra comunidad.
Basically because of the programming itself is very important to our community, and this is what has interested us.
Yo tengo mucho orgullo en traer la calcomanía de KPFK, ¿verdad? Y he conocido a los compañeros que entablan esta estación, esta programación.
I have a great deal of pride that I have met with the programmers, and we have interacted with each other. And therefore, we feel joyful that this is part of our community.
Para mí es un honor escuchar la estación de radio en español, y pido que por favor se respete esta estación que es crítica para nuestra comunidad, el desarrollo educativo, y también para levantar conciencia sobre lo que se tiene que hacer en la comunidad.
And it's very important to protect and maintain the Spanish-speaking programming on KPFK for the educational value to educate the young generations in our community at large.
Digo que por favor se respete esta estación, esta programación, y cualquier conflicto interno que por favor sean ustedes los de la mesa directiva en resolver los conflictos, pero por favor honren lo que nosotros como como comunidad, como apoyadores, como contribuyentes económicos, les pedimos que hagan.
And you, as a board members, need to honor that. We, as listeners, we respect and honor our station, the Spanish-speaking programming, and we want you to do the right thing and respect it.
Thank you.
We also, I also want to just end to please resolve whatever internal conflicts there are. That's your department, but please do not take this programming. I know the organizers and the programmers, and they have an excellent reputation in our community.
I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of speakers, and you all want to say different things, but we have to be respectful of people that are in line. So if you don't maintain to your time, you're taking away from other members.
I want to.
Nobody cares.
Hi, I'm Bella DeSoto. I want to highlight that 14 programmers on KPFK signed a petition to remove, to recall, Rodrigo Argueta as a leader in our community, as a leader, one of the programmers at KPFK, Spanish-speaking programmer. There's a reason for this. It's because this has been going on for a long, long time. By the way, it has no basis, it has no legs to stand on. And when council looks at this, it will dismiss it. But just the same, the effort is an enormous effort. It's very telling that the same programmers, the same people that do not want Spanish-speaking programming on KPFK, and they're doing everything possible, and they will not stop here. So the issue of Tamariz is directly correlated with it. So this is just an extension. The racism that exists on KPFK, it is no wonder we are where we are, right? And we have to associate all of this together, put it all together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Héctor Alvarado y vengo de la ciudad de Maywood.
I come from Maywood. And my name is Alvarado, Héctor Alvarado.
Yo no sé si ustedes muchos conozcan el problema de Maywood, pero en Maywood fue donde se inventaron los checkpoints contra los indocumentados.
If you know nothing about Maywood, it was this is where originated the checkpoints of immigrants in the street to remove them from their remove their property with the excuse of the checkpoint.
Nosotros somos contribuyentes y apoyadores de esta estación de radio. Y la única estación de radio que estaba con la comunidad presente cuando los checkpoints, cuando luchamos para sacar al departamento de policía que lo sacamos de Maywood, fue la estación KPFK y los compañeros que aquí están presentes, que siempre estuvieron solidarios con nosotros.
When the fight began to overturn this effort of checkpoints, it was KPFK who lent us the ear, who gave us the space. Rodrigo Argueta was one of those programmers that lent us, gave us the space. So KPFK is critical to our community, especially in Maywood.
Y entonces, y ahorita estamos viviendo un clima anti-inmigrante en todo el país, y nosotros lo que menos deseamos ahorita que en una estación tan progresista como KPFK caigamos en esta situación de estar haciendo menos a las supuestas minorías que somos nosotros.
And because nationwide we are facing anti-immigrant racist sentiment, it would be extremely sad to see KPFK fall into the same conundrum. So we want, because KPFK is supposed to be progressive, we want this to remain and be present.
Y por último, lo que necesitamos es no un Rodrigo, sino muchos Rodrigos de esta calidad de trabajo haciendo la trabajo de comunicación para que nuestra comunidad se divierta y goce de los derechos en este país. Gracias.
So we don't need just one Rodrigo Argueta. We want many Rodrigo Argueta. We want them to be duplicated.
So just a quick announcement. We can take 10 speakers in this round. We have one quick, or in the next item, there's public comment in the next item also, so it's going to happen really quickly. And so this is our fifth speaker.
Good evening. I beg your indulgence. I'm going through some health challenges right now. Friends, it's pretty clear to me that Pacifica is, for the most part, broken today. And our usual ammo of denial, fudging of figures, closed executive sessions, and ever-increasing number of fudge guys ain't going to do it. What is absolutely essential is the need to finally address core financial, management, and programming issues if Pacific has any chance of survival. For the moment, I will focus on the financial aspect of this. Many times the take from Fundrise lately has been pretty respectable. Sometimes it's even topped $100 million, $1 million. Yet it's typical for these money to just disappear in 2 or 3 months, and many of us are thinking, what's the deal? What's the mystery here? What seems to be, or you've gradually, many of us have gradually come to see that the revenue has been essentially siphoned off to other places. I'm going to mention four, and maybe the rest of us will address
later on.
In recent times, the PNB has signed off on some very squirrely contracts, indeed unconscionable contracts, if you want to be legal about it.
Nancy Lawrence. First, I wanted to say this in honor of Fred Hoe, a revolutionary, because one of the remarks that Fred Hoe said is we got to fight capitalism on a cellular level. He died of colon cancer. KPFK is affected by that cancer caused by capitalism. I'll give you an example. Why are we raising funds for a free speech studio for uprising or any other program when we don't even have the money? This will be a Fundrise, students. People won't have money to pay for votes. I mean, this is totally ridiculous and a waste of money and time. We also need to concern ourselves with the elections for a new board here. We got to clean up our own act because our station is going downhill just like Mother Earth is going downhill. So we need to save our station, save Mother Earth, and represent the people, especially the Spanish program.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, it'd be good if when we have a new member that you indicate who the old member was no longer here. Not all of us know who that was.
Who was it?
Richard Vega.
He resigned or what?
He never showed up.
He says,
I tried to reach out to him.
Okay. Fine, thank you. And also, remember that the general manager, interim or not, is a member of this board. They're not a voting member, but they're a full member otherwise. And in addition to being a general manager, they have a responsibility, I think, to be here at least once a month. I understand the situation, but despite that, nevertheless, I think it's important that we meet him. To my knowledge, he hasn't been formally even announced over the air, or the departure of Bernard Duncan, or his appointment over the air. Maybe I'll miss it. I can't miss it 24 hours a day. The lack of elementary communication, I think that we all agree on, is pathetic. Even outrageous, of course, is the division and the factionalism. And what's the answer? I think it's simple. We need to have dialogue and mediation of our problems. Not fight each other, accuse each other, go to court, raise money.
Just quickly, the next three speakers, and then our next agenda item is 7A, which is 12 and a half minutes. After that, we have another 7.5 minutes of public comment to pick up after the next three people.
Mi nombre es Rafael Muñoz, soy un representante de la comunidad latina. Lo primero que tengo que decirles es que si en este país, que tiene como bandera la democracia, ¿por qué esta estación que verdaderamente tiene todavía más en alto esa bandera de la democracia, por qué se quieren cerrar los canales para nosotros los latinos?
Why is it that the flag of democracy is what Pacifica KPFK is supposed to be about? Why is it that we are facing this attack right now with the Spanish-speaking programming? And I'm part of the community supportive.
Bien, yo les tengo que decir, somos muchos millones de latinos, y qué mejor que la estación que abra todavía más espacios para que se acerquen más gente de la misma comunidad hispana y que obviamente siga apoyando este camino de democracia que ustedes están marcando.
I am part of a community of many millions of people in this country, and what better time and what better effort than to outreach to more and more of them so they can join Pacifica in this effort, so-called democracy.
Esto es todo, gracias. Piénsalo verdaderamente. Y nosotros estamos en pie de lucha. Vamos a continuar. ¿Y qué más quisiéramos que ustedes apoyaran esta lucha?
We will continue the fight. We want to thank you, and we ask for your support because we all need to work on this together. Thank you.
Greetings, I'm Dean Akhmad, I'm a programmer. Just want to also, I don't think it's just a question of Spanish programming, because Black programming, African programming is under assault. Educatum, Bobby Zeno, Sam Brown, Tabitha Smiley, different registers we cut in half have been closed down, two because of death, nothing being replaced. They put in Ralph Nader, who I debated with in 1967 in college, because he was a failure to take a stand on race. Even today, he doesn't take a stand on race.
That's true.
I'm not saying he's not brilliant in terms of consumerism and corporatism, but he doesn't take a stand on race. And what's happening is that the program director is basically replacing these thoughts, among other thoughts, with people with like ideological worldview. That's not a program director's job. We get no evaluations. We have no meetings with them. There's no support. There's no deep-reading, no propaganda provided to us, no publicity, nothing at all. He's just on his own agenda, and whenever spots open up or people pour us off, he replaces the people of his own political persuasion, progressive Democrats, which I'm not opposed to, but I mean, please, let African people and brown people have some airtime also. That's why I put that out there, because I'm representing a lot of Black programmers, and at some point we're going to form a third world coalition to raise hell. Thank you.
My name is Elisa Mejia. I'm a programmer in Spanish for KPFK. I'm very proud of that. I am here to denounce and very excited and disgusted by somebody on this LSB by the name of Chris Condon. Yeah, Rodrigo, do you know how anything but to cut and paste? How about trying to articulate your justifications for this in English? Go home. Why are you in my country? What is your visa status? This is a direct assault on Spanish programmers, not just on Rodrigo Arrieta. I am here to denounce this person. I don't know who he is. I'm sure he's in the room. Whoever you are, you need to go. He's not here. The point is this is being recorded. This needs to be denounced and taken care of. If it's not taken care of by the LSB, it's going to go to another level, community level, or MALDEF, Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund. This is creating a hostile environment, intolerance, and it's blatant racism. And how the KPFK stand for this, especially the LSB, we need to do something. Thank you.
So we do have a point of order real quickly.
Quiero decir que en tiempos pasados teníamos aquí el equipaje para ofrecer para ustedes nuestras reuniones, pero ahora no puedo obtenerlo porque no tengo un carro. I just want to say that previously we've had the equipment here to translate these meetings. We didn't make a commitment as an LSP to offer translation, but I no longer have a car and can't pick up the equipment from Liberty Hill, which offered it to us for our use. And if there's another board member that can do that, pick it up on a consistent basis and bring it to the meetings, we can offer translation again at these meetings.
How was the point of order?
Well, I guess this could be a point of information. I know Mr. Lafferty read a motion or something earlier, and can we see it? Can it be emailed to the board?
Just a recap. Mr. Lafferty, a board member, it was made an announcement. So he made a notice during the announcement. And he just responded to the back of the chair that he will. I'm speaking right now. The floor.
You mischaracterized.
Excuse me.
Mischaracterized what I said.
There's a question. Did you have a question? You had a point of information?
My understanding is he made a notice that he was going to present a motion.
In a month.
Correct. But he has to email it to us now so we can.
We are in a meeting and we've given the email, the Wi-Fi password.
No.
If we have computers now.
No, he has to email the motion that he noticed.
Okay, I'm
requesting that he email the notice.
I believe I've answered that, and I'll reiterate that he's going to send it. He responded.
Okay, great.
And Fred is going to be sending it.
Mr.
Lafferty at the floor.
As we've said now several times, it wasn't my motion. It was signed by 10 or 11 people already. Others will get a chance to sign it if they notice of a motion.
Brenda announced earlier in the meeting after the announcement that she was forthwith tonight, I think she said, going to send it to every LSB member, including Chris Condon, to make sure that we've given the proper 30-day notice, which is what the bylaws require.